from the letter of St. Paul to his disciple Timothy in his blessings be with us all. Amen. Chapter 4, verse 12. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Grace of God the Father be with all of us. Let no one despise your youth. Actually, this verse has two points. The first point, there is tendency in the adults to despise the young generation. There is then tendency to despise the youth. For example, when we give responsibility or a charge to any of the younger generation, some people, they didn't take them seriously. They are despising their youth. Or some people from the beginning, they don't assign any responsibilities to the younger generation. They feel that they are not qualified to be in charge. So the first point in this verse, there is tendency to despise the youth, the younger generation. And the second piece of this verse, Saint Paul says to Timothy, let no one despise your youth. So again, it is our responsibility not to let others despise our youth. And here, just before I answer this question, how can we do this? Do you have any idea? Can we do this by civil rights, for example, and say that's our right and we should fight for our rights and let no one despise our youth? Is that the way? Can we do this by, you know, fighting and conflicting with the adults? What is the right way to prevent others, or not to allow others, or permit others to despise our youth? Do you have any idea? No idea. Great. Give you an example. Yeah, Tabani, you actually got it some fault. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example. Of course, being an example and having, you know, great qualities in our life will force the others to respect our youth. So in a way, don't let others despise your youth. It is by earning their respect. Believe me, the civil rights will not help you in this. So, what I'm trying to do tonight is two things. Number one, I'll take examples from the Old Testament and the New Testament about youth in your age and younger, that the Lord used them in a very powerful way, and through them he did miracles. So we take 8 examples from the Holy Scripture. Of course, there are many examples, but just we take 8 examples from the Holy Scripture. That's the first point. And the second point, we will try to figure out a characteristic, or, you know, a virtue that's prominent in each person. So when we speak about each of these 8 examples, I want you to think about what is the prominent virtue in his life. And at the end, we will try to figure out what are these eight characteristics that we should have in our life. And if we have these eight characteristics in our life as youth, in this way we will earn the respect of others, and in this way we will not let anybody to despise our lives. So now you get the idea how we will help others and not allowing others to despise our lives and others to respect us. So let me go over the examples. The first example is a youth in your age that God chose to save almost the whole world from a famine. Do you know him? Me. Joseph, that's right. How old was he? Let us read Genesis 37, verse 2. يقول لك ايه؟ This is the history of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought a bad report of them to his father, etc. So, the story of Joseph started at the age of what? 17. And actually, we can expect that maybe when they sold him and he was in Egypt and became a slave in the Potiphar's house and then went to the prison, maybe all this took from, say, 1 to 2, 3 years, not more than this. Okay. So, actually, when he became the second person in Egypt and he saved the whole country and also other countries from the famine, he was between 19 and 20. Maybe he is younger than some of you. But God granted him wisdom. And God chose him, in spite of his young age, to deliver the world from the famine. So that's the first example. Think about what is the prominent virtue in the life of Joseph. Another youth that God used to deliver his people, the Israelites, from the rebuke of the Palestine. He was a young person and God used him to kill a mighty warrior. In David and Goliath. We read in 1 Samuel 17, verse 33. يقول لك ايه؟ And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. What Saul is doing here, he actually was despising the youth of David. He told him, you are unable to do this. Because you are young, you are a youth. You are unable to do this. He is a man of war from his young age. But David said to Saul, he did tell him, don't despise my youth, but he started to tell him and to share with him the work of God in his life. فقال له, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion and a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. So Saul had a tendency to despise the youth of David. But David proved to him that God is with me. And I am trusting my God. I put my confidence and my trust in him. And through the help of God, I killed a lion and a bear. And this Philistine, God will make him like this lion or this bear. And Saul agreed with him. So David is the second example of the youth that God used to do a major thing, to kill Goliath. Another person who was young, but the Lord chose him to build his sanctuary, his temple, and to lead the kingdom of Israel. Who was he? Who built the temple? King Saul. I'm taking the book of 1 Kings, chapter 3, verse 7. In his prayers, he says, "Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David, but I am a little child. I don't know how to go out and come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge these great people of yours?" Again, King Solomon, when he started his service as the king of Israel, and I'm using the word service because as a king, is a servant of God serving his people. And he was young, as he said, "I am a little child." And he knows that without God, he cannot lead these people. It's very hard. This is a great nation. And that's why he requested from God to grant him an understanding heart, a wisdom, to be able to discern between good and evil and to judge among, you know, the people. So again, and God granted King Solomon, in spite of his young age, a wisdom that nobody had before him or after. So our third example is King Solomon. Shaman Nsesh. First example. La tour kuluk ma. First example. Second example. Third example. Okay. Ana hanqul lukum 8 wa lissa fayal kam 5. Okay. Illi hayaruf da hadi hadiya kwayis. Kam hasan. The fourth example God chose him to purify the temple of God and also to remove all the idols and the idols altars from the kingdom of Israel. And he started, he appointed to be a king at age of 8. He was king at age of 8 years old. لعرف الفعيل ولا مش مكتوب ده هو مكتوب ده معاك لعرف الفعيل ايه برافو عليك ايش تقابلني في الاخر عشان بس مش تقابلني على تقابلني second chronicle 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verse 1 and 2. And actually, I like, if you didn't read about him, I like you as youth to read about him. Many, many things were written about Yosiah, you know, very, very impressive. In 2 Chronicles 34, verse 1 and 2. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. So actually, he died at age of what? 39. Yani, in spite of this young age, come on, if he died at the age of 39, this means he died very young. But in spite of this young age, you will see what did he do in this short time. So, at age of 8, he became king. But in Shufuwa, this verse about him, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of his father David. He didn't turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Actually, when, مثلا, يكون واحد عنده ابن and this son or daughter are turning to be 16 or 15 or 14, الناس يقولوا ايه, God be with you, you have now a teenager in your house, okay? But you see how this teenager reacted. You're like, he didn't turn aside to the right or to the left. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and he walked in the ways of his father David. He didn't turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Just this, examine our life and see how many of us know this verse is true about him. How many of us do what's right in the sight of the Lord? How many of us don't turn aside to the right or to the left? And that's the testimony of God about him. How many of us God will testify about him or her that they did what's right in his eye and they didn't turn aside to the right or to the left? Age of 8. Okay. The Bible explains this verse. Later the Bible says he did what's right in the sight of the Lord, and he walked in the ways of his father David, and he didn't return aside to the right or to the left. The explanation in verses 3, 4, 4 means because, in the 8th year of his reign, 8th year of his reign, ma'ana, he was 16. 16, يعني زي يكو كده. بعدين خلوا بالكم شوفوا البايبل بيقول ايه, while he was still young, of course, 16 years old. While he still was young, he began to seek the God of his father David. He began to seek. What does this say? What does this mean? يعني طبعا من قبل كده بيقول إن هو he did the right. What does this mean? In the age of 16, he began to seek the Lord. What do what do you think? Malcolm had no ideas, no thoughts. Yani he began to seek the Lord himself. Make sure that the kingdom follows that. Let me help you. At the age of 8, when he was the king, it wasn't up to him to make decisions. كان تحت الوصاية، كان عين الوصاية. كده؟ Advisor, yeah, maybe he was under an advisor or whatever. But at the age of 16, now he is making his own decisions. Let me give you an example. Maybe when you are young, your parent told you, let's go to the church. So you are going. But when you are making your own decisions, do you go to church? Is that the idea here? So now, at the age of 16, he started to decide for himself. And in making this decision, the first decision that he made was what? To seek the Lord his God. And this showed that in all these ages, the 8 years before, he wasn't forced to go to church, but willingly he went to the church, or he followed God, or he sought the God, the Lord of Israel. And now, when he has the option either to follow or not to follow, he made this decision to follow and seek God, the Lord of Israel, or the Lord God of Israel. Amen. And again, I want to examine our intentions when we are 16. Sometimes I'm like, I wish to be 16 to have my car. I wish to be 16 just to go whatever. ما عارفش احنا بيصرحوا للكلابس وكده age of what. لكن okay, I wish to be كذا. وبعدين يقول لك مثلا ايه how to celebrate مش عارف ال 18 years birthday ولا how to celebrate 20 first birthday. We celebrate it in a very bad way. But Josiah at the age of 16 he made his decision to follow and to see the Lord, the God of Israel. Okay, what else? Verse 3, again, نكمل. بعدين يقول لك, and in the 12th year, يعني كان عنده كم سنة؟ 20. يقول لك, and in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of the high places, the wooden images, the carved images, and the molded images. بمعنى ايه؟ All these images are idols that the Israelites used to worship. So at the age of 20, he started to purify Judah and Jerusalem. And he made, you know, like a religious reformation at that time. وبعدين in verse 8, يقول in the 18th year of his reign, 18th years يعني معناه كان كام سنة؟ 26. When he had purged the land and the temple, he sent Shaphan the son of Azaliah إلى آخره علشان يعمل له إيه؟ To restore the temple and the Passover. يقول لك to repair the house of the Lord his God. To repair the house of the Lord his God. وبعدين in verse 10 برضو يقول to repair and restore the house. chapter 35 verse 18 و 19 يقول ايه؟ There had been no Passover kept in Israel like that since the days of Samuel the prophet. So from the time of Samuel until the time of Josiah, they didn't do Passover at all. And none of the kings of Israel had kept such a Passover as Josiah kept, with the priests and the Levites, or Judah and Israel, who were present, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. In the 18th year of the reign of Josiah, this Passover was kept. So when he was 26. So, at the age of 8, he became a king. At age of 16, he started to seek the Lord, the God of Israel. At the age of 20, he purged Jerusalem and Judah and purified from all the idols. At the age of 26, he repaired the house of the Lord and kept his Passover. Rehoboam, age of 8, became king. 16, Mabah, start to seek the Lord God of Israel. At age of 20, age of 26, Passover and repair the house of the Lord. So, if you look at that, in his young age, he did all this great job. نرجع تاني. احنا كم example لغاية دلوقتي؟ 4. ايه هما؟ جوزيف، ديفيد، سولومون، جوزع. رابع. Another example, God chose him to be a prophet for the nations. And God chose him even before he was conceived in the womb of his mother. Mean? John the Baptist. Now, I have to come to Allah. Yes. No. I have to add something. Jeremiah. Let me read with you. First, Jeremiah first, from verse 4. يقول له ايه؟ These verses are very, very beautiful. Just listen carefully. Well, then the word of the Lord came to me saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then said I, Ah Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. You know, at the beginning, I said, St. Paul instructed Timothy, let no one despise your youth. Sometimes, others don't despise our youth, but we despise our own youth. We are lacking self-confidence. And actually, Jeremiah in this verse, he despises his own youth. But by saying, Oh my Lord God, I cannot speak for I am a youth. And some people confuse pride with self-confidence. And some people think that humbleness and humility means you don't have self-confidence and you don't have trust in yourself. And let me just differentiate this for you. Humbleness and humility doesn't mean at all that you lack self-confidence. Doesn't mean this at all. humbleness means I know that I am nothing and I am unable to do anything because I am just dust and ashes. But through Jesus Christ, through the Lord that strengthened me, I can do all things in Jesus Christ that strengthened me. These two pieces together are very important. So yes, I have confidence, but this confidence is in God that dwells in me. Because I am the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit dwells in me. The difference between pride and the Christian self-confidence, pride is I am relying on my own self, my own abilities, my own talents, my own intelligence. It's me. And of course, God resists the proud. But humbleness means I know that I am nothing. I am from the dust of the earth. But the other piece of this is I can do all things in Jesus Christ who strengthens me. When King Saul despised the youth of David and said to him, no, you cannot go because you are still a youth. David didn't say, yes, I am a humble person, I cannot do this. We see this in the church when we ask somebody to do it, no, I cannot do it, I am youth, I am young, I am incapable of doing it. This is not humble. Believe me, this is not humble. Humbleness means I know that I am nothing. I'm not saying this, but I realize this because I know my origin is the dust of the earth. So I'm not. But I can do all things. They, as David said to King Saul, your servant killed a lion and a bear. Have through God that strengthens me. And God will make this Philistine like this lion or that bear. So despising our youth sometimes comes from outside, like King Saul when he despised the youth of David, or sometimes comes from inside, like Jeremiah, when he said to the Lord, no, I cannot be a prophet for the nation. I cannot speak for I am a youth. But the Lord said to him, what? Did he allude, yes, wonderful, you are a humble person? No, the Lord didn't say to him this. But the Lord said to me, don't say I am youth. Don't say it. Don't say I am young, I'm incapable of doing it, because you are not the one that gonna do this. It's me that I'll go with you, I'll support you. So don't say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you. It's me who is sending you. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. So the Lord here, he starts to build that self-confidence in Jeremiah. He actually told him, don't look to yourself, just look to me. If you look to yourself, you will find nothing. And you will say, no, I cannot do it because I am a youth. But if you look at me, you will see me with you, a great help and a source of empowerment. So don't say, I am a youth. For you shall go to all whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces. Why? For I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. But then in verse 9, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. The Lord here touched his mouth. It is me that I put my words in your mouth. Don't fear them. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Testament. So, again, Jeremiah was an example of a youth that despised himself. But the Lord said to him, don't say, I am youth. Don't despise yourself. Let no one despise your youth. احنا قلنا كان اكزامبل لغايه دلوقتي نقول عشان ما ننساش جوزيف ديفيد سولومون جوزايا جيرمايا نمبر 6 I am person probably between 13 to 15 years old and he became counselor to the king counselor to the king مين؟ عرفت الإجابة؟ دانيال دانيال ذا بروفيت Just I want you to think about it 13, 14, 15 years old and became counselor to the king means يعني when the king wants to make a decision counsel with this young man with this youth counsel to the king, Daniel. فقرأت آية وجست كيبت ان يور هارت كده فقرأت Daniel بعدين نرجع من كده واحدة تانية Daniel chapter 1 verse 3 to 5 يقول ايه Then the king instructed Ashpenaz the master of his eunuchs to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles young men so all these people were young men in whom there was no blemish but good looking gifted in all wisdom possessing knowledge and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of the time, they might serve before the king. So it's apparent in these verses that these people whom he chose were young men. In Daniel chapter 1, verse 18 to 20, it says, Now at the end of the days, when the king had sent that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. Then the king interviewed them, and among them all, none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore they served before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were in all Israel. Thus Daniel continued until the first year of King Cyrus. So, Daniel, he served as the counselor of the king at the age of, maybe from 13 to 15, so after these 3 years, they became between 16 to 18. The verse that I want you to keep in your heart It's verse 8. When, you know, the king ordered to provide them with wine, with all his delicacies. You're like, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he wouldn't defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies. nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Just the first, I want you to memorize. Daniel purposed in his heart that he wouldn't defile himself. Daniel purposed in his heart that he wouldn't defile himself. Why not? I'll return back to this verse بعد ما خلص الاكزامبلز. احنا اتكلمنا كده على 6 examples from the Old Testament اللي هما جوزيف، ديفيد، صالومون، جوزايا، جيرمايا، دانيال. I'll take 2 examples from the New Testament. A young girl that God entrusted him to be his mother. Saint Mary became the mother of God at the age of what? Yeah, between, you know, 14, 15, in this age. She was a teenager when God entrusted her to be his mother. And believe me, if Saint Mary wasn't humble enough and wise enough, she could cause many troubles to the Lord. But Saint Mary was a perfect example, not despising our youth. Saint Mary, in this young age, she was humble enough to receive this grace to be the mother of God. وزي ما بقول لكم, if she wasn't humble enough and wise enough, she could cause the Lord many troubles. Of course, you can imagine if she started to get pregnant without marriage, and Joseph started out. So, how would she react to this? If she reacted in an impulsive way, as you know, a young teenager, she may cause a big problem. In this trip to Egypt, Joseph was old man, and she was 14. She didn't complain of this long trip. She wasn't spoiled. She endured the suffering of pain. And again, this is a perfect example of not despising the youth. And God chose her because of her humbleness. عشان كده بتقول, for the Lord saw the humbleness of him. And she was young, virgin, when God chose her. And the last example, of course, is an example of a person who became a bishop of Ephesus at young age, and that's why Saint Paul instructed him not to let others despise his youth, because he became a bishop in such young age. And of course, you should know him. I mean, yeah, Timothy. وزي ما تقرأ في Acts 16 from verse 1 to 3, and he was young enough, but God chose him to be bishop. خليني بقى شرحت كده من هنا. So now we have 8 examples. We'll go quickly and show what is the major or prominent virtue in the life of each of these 8 examples. But in all 10 examples, Joseph, David, Solomon, Josiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, St. Mary, Timothy. Bravo. نبتدي بمين؟ بجوزيف. افتكروا, what is the prominent virtue in his life. Honesty. And I طبعا كل كلمة obedience, honesty, كل دي فعلا in his life. لكن there is a prominent virtue. When we say Joseph, what's the first thing came to your mind? Purity. You know the story of Joseph with his master's wife? You know this story? Okay. If you don't know it, Genesis 39, verse 7 to 12. يقول ايه؟ And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph, and she said, lie with me. But he refused and said to his mother's wife, look, my master doesn't know what is with me in the house. So it was as she spoke to Joseph day by day that he didn't heed her to lie with her or to be with her. But it happened about this time when Joseph went into the house to do his work and none of the men of the house was inside that she caught him by his garment saying, lie with me. But he left his garment in her hand and fled and ran outside. The point is, I want you to think about another scenario. Now, Joseph committed sin with this lady. What do you think? Do you think, Yanni, would he become the second person in Egypt? Definitely not. But Joseph chose to be in prison and to suffer the loss of his freedom than to defile his body or his soul. If we have any excuses for sexual immorality, I think Joseph had the best excuses. Why I'm saying he had best excuses? Think about it. He was young youth, about, as we said, 17 years old. Or 18 months. No, he was a slave. Actually, yeah, I can say this. He may think that he has a good reason to be disappointed at God, because he went to help his brothers and they sold him as a slave. So, yani, we may expect, yani, he is mad at God, disappointed at him. And also Joseph, this lady, asking him to sin with her. And there was not a commandment that says, don't commit adultery. Because the commandment came after him, at the time of Moses. And he was in as a stranger. And the price, the cost to live pure is prison. And not only prison, ruining his reputation. So, think about if Joseph wants to find a single excuse, actually he has 10 excuses to defile his purity. But he refused and he preferred to lose his freedom than to lose his purity. And that's why God chose him. And it is very important for the youth to flee, you know, the sexual immorality, as even St. Paul instructed his disciple Timothy at 2 Timothy verse 2, chapter 2, verse 22. 2 Timothy 2:22, it's very easy to to remember. You all look, flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. So you all look, flee also youthful lusts, we remind him with purity, pure heart. Why St. Paul, you know, in that he is addressing a bishop, why he is saying to him, you know, flee youthful lusts? You know, nobody is above temptation. Nobody is above temptation. So that's why St. Paul instructing Timothy. So this commandment is for every one of us. Flee the youthful lusts, like Joseph. And he reminded him by pursue peace, love, whatever, from a pure heart. The purity. The purity is your treasure. The purity is the real treasure that you must keep. And God chose the pure youth to be his servant. So the first character that, or characteristic that we should have in order not to let others despising our youth is the virtue of purity. Or the treasure of purity. So Joseph, purity. Okay. David. What is the prominent virtue in his life? When David met King Saul, the words reflect what? Trust in God. Trust in God. زي ما كنت بشرح لكم الفرق بين ال pride وال confidence. But look, the confidence is in the Lord. Jeremiah didn't have confidence because he looked at himself. And that's why he despised him. But David, he looked at God who delivered him from the lion and from the bird. And that's why he trusted God. And again, there is a tendency for the youth to trust themselves. They think that they are wiser than their parents. They know everything. They are, you know, the most knowledgeable people in their age. And actually, this is not right. You need to trust the Lord your God. Don't trust yourself, but trust the Lord that's in you. In Proverbs, it says, don't lean on your own understanding. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Don't be wise in your own eyes. I want all of you to have confidence, but the right confidence, which is in the Lord. So I usually say the faithful, devout youth shouldn't say, I cannot. This word cannot should be deleted from the dictionary. And instead they say, I can do all things but have in Jesus Christ, who strengthens. So, the second virtue that you should acquire is to trust in the Lord God, not to trust in yourself, not to be wise in your own eyes, not to lean on your own understanding. And as I said to you, there is tendency for youth in Roma to think that they are wise, and they trust in themselves. But no, David set an example for us to trust in the Lord, not in our heart. King Solomon, the third example. King Solomon, King Solomon, ill virtue, wisdom. Yeah, understanding heart. That's your question from someone. تسألك سؤال, just think about it and answer it within yourself. If now, while we are sitting here in this meeting, our Lord Jesus Christ visited him. Okay? And he asked you this question. Whatever you ask your question from me, I'll give it to you. So, what would you ask? Think about it. What would you ask? Hello? Yeah, why I'm saying this? 1 Kings chapter 3 from verse 5. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask, what shall I give you? Ask, what do you want? Ask, what shall I give you? And Solomon said, you have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David, but I am a little child, I am a youth. I don't know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people. So, God asked him, what do you want? And I shall give you. So, Solomon thought about it. I am a youth. I am young. But I'm in charge of big responsibility. So what should I do? I need an understanding heart. I need wisdom. Because I don't know what I should do. So, the first point here, youth, because of their age, of course, they lacking experience. They don't have experience like the other people. They are lacking experience. And the second point, most of our major decisions, we make it in our youth. You decide about your career. You decide about your spouse. And actually, these two decisions are very, very major decisions in your life. Who's going to be your spouse and what's your career? Then, besides other decisions. So, now we are in a situation very similar to Solomon. Solomon was youth and we are youth. Solomon knows that because he is youth, he's lacking understanding and wisdom. And we know because of our young age, also we are lacking understanding and wisdom. Solomon knew that he's in a charge of big responsibility. He had to make big decisions. And we know as youth, we are making major decisions in our life. So, what we should need, what we should ask? What do we need? Wisdom. Wisdom. That's what we need. And how can we obtain wisdom? How can we obtain wisdom? The answer in the book of James. عارفين الآية دي؟ طب نقراها مع بعض شوفوا how can we obtain wisdom. In James chapter 1 verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. That is the way. How King Solomon get the wisdom? He asked the Lord. How can we get wisdom? Ask the Lord. So, my advice to you, in every prayer, every time you stand before the Lord and pray, ask first for wisdom. Say to him, as King Solomon, give your servant an understanding heart. Every day you are making decisions, major decisions in your life. And believe me, without the heavenly wisdom, you cannot make right decisions. And you may make some decisions that you may regret the rest of your own life. So we need wisdom. And if we have this wisdom, God will use us and also will not let others despise in our life. So wisdom. Rahma Ulna Joseph in purity. Ulna David, trust in God. Bali Ulna Solomon, wisdom. معلش انا اخرته انا اسف. انا بقالي مده ما عادش معاكم فانا بعوض. اوكي النكست اكزامبل اللي هو جوزايا. What do you think? What is a prominent virtue in life? كده؟ Fulfilling the law without. صح. ايه تاني؟ نعم؟ Straight. Didn't turn aside the right of the left. نعم؟ His behavior is confident. Actually, I'm going to use كل اللي قلت لي انت قلتها صح, but I'm going to use this word. At the age of 16, هو عمل ايه؟ Josiah start to seek the Lord, the God of Israel. Seek first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness. زي ما بقول لكم as youth we may seek different things. Maybe different things good or bad. يعني مثلا we may seek different things. مثلا I want to finish my degree. That's a good thing to seek. You know? Just I want to whatever, get married. That's a good thing. I want to have a good career. I want whatever. يعني. Or some youth start to seek bad stuff. They want to experience the world around them. And they want to experience everything weird and bad. But that's what they seek. So, the point here, you must seek first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness. And because in this age, we have the tendency to experience everything and want to seek different things in our life. It's very important to follow the example of Josiah in seeking first the Lord. Because only the Lord will satisfy our needs. Augustine, he sought many things, but none of these things that he sought satisfied him. عشان كده قال, you created us for you. يعني he's addressing God here. And our souls will continue to be restless until they find its rest in you. Away, apart from God, we are restless. لو مثلا الولاد try to experience many things. And they think that they will get their happiness through this stuff. But like salty water, the more they drink, the more they are thirsty. But those who are seeking the Lord from their heart, like King Josiah, actually has satisfaction. Saint Augustine himself said, I became on the top of the world when he saw the Lord and he didn't seek anything from the Lord. قال صرت فوق قمة العالم لما أصبحت أشتهي أي شيء. So seeking first, seek first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, seeking the Lord God. بعد كده جيرمايا. Jeremiah in verse 7, in chapter 7, from verse 1 to 7. Rabbin appointed him to be a prophet for the nation, right? Who for the hour despised himself, excused himself, but the Lord said to him, don't despise yourself. And then the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah, who enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Do not trust in these lying words, saying the the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you do not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, or walk after other gods to your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I give to your fathers forever and ever. So actually, Jeremiah, who was afraid, now he is standing at the gate of the house of the Lord and proclaiming these words to the people that coming in and out. So Jeremiah, before he was fearful, but now he is courageous. No, he had this confidence in God. He boldly witnessed to the Lord. He stood at the gate of the house of the Lord and spoke with the people about God. Right? So the prominent virtue in the life of Jeremiah, اللي هي witnessing. When we are bold enough and courageous enough to witness and to speak about the Lord. And just I wanted to differentiate between this point and David's point. David, when we can tell him about trust and confidence, maybe we have confidence and trust of God regarding myself. You know, but just when it came to speak about God, you know, just I'm fearful. I don't like to speak about it. And most of us who came from Egypt, we have this in our heart. Because in Egypt you cannot speak about Christ. So just we brought it here with us. And my fear is we inherit it to our children. But we need to be like Jeremiah. Don't be fearful. Don't afraid from their faces. I am with you. The Lord touched his mouth. Okay? So as you don't despise your youth. You need to be courageous, like Jeremiah, to be a witness. See Abanu, he was new age, 14 years old, younger than most of you. But he witnessed the Lord. He was courageous enough to bear witness to the Lord and to shed his blood for the Lord. How many of us have this courage in their heart to witness for the Lord? So, we can all Jeremiah, courage. And this is different than trusting in God, because here courage, I mean, ان انت you have the courage to witness for the Lord and to proclaim his word. نرجعهم نقول كده جوزيف ديفيد لعب صوت الفيلم جوزيف لعب كلهم دول مع بعض جوزيف ديفيد كينج سولومون جوزايا سيكينج جاد بعدين جيرمايا خلص بسرعة بقى دانيال 8 verse 13 verse 8 but Daniel purpose in his heart not to defy himself purpose in his heart means what? I have one word for this purpose in his heart determination he determined he purpose in his heart that's a commitment okay how many of us purpose in our heart not to defile ourselves يقول لك so purpose in his heart not to defile himself not to try smoking not to drink not to dance not to how many of us know like Daniel purpose in his heart it was the king's order احنا لك no that's not party in school and I cannot skip that's king's order you know Daniel purpose in his heart this determination do you have this determination when you decide when you promise God you will not do it so you don't do it how many times we promise God to change our ways and we didn't and we broke our promises several times but Daniel purpose so determination نروح بعد كده سانت ماري ايه الفيرش اللي فيها؟ humbleness زي ما قلت لكم قالت ان the Lord saw the humbleness of his himself وبعدين تيموثي الفيرس بقى let no one despise your youth but be an example خليني ارجع بقى للفيرس اللي احنا ابتدينا بيها اساسا Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers. In where? How do you speak? What language you use? And I don't mean the English language. No? What language you use? So be example in word, in conduct, the behavior, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Being an example. In word, in conduct. In faith, in purity, and spirit. So, the virtue in Timothy, leadership and being an example. يبقى نرجع تاني عايز تقولوا الverses, الـ examples والverses. هنبتدي نعملهم two ways. هنا يقول persons وتقول الفيرج وبعدين تعملهم اوبس مكان يلا كلهم مع بعض جوزيف ديفيد جيرمايا كريزي دانيال ترمينيشن سانت ماري Humility of humbleness, Timothy, being an example for leadership. بدل تقولهم بقى لخبطوهم تصير من العكس من الاخر. يا تصير من الاخر. Timothy. يا سانت ماري humbleness. Daniel. ها؟ Daniel. Determination. Jeremiah. Right? Seeking God. Solomon. Wisdom. David. Trust in God. Joseph. Okay. Again, the key verse, let no one despise your youth. How? By obtaining this 8th verse. I'm very sorry because I kept you late. I don't think there is time for any questions. So,
it's not every day, of course, that Sayyidina comes, and I know that we went over our time